Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Xander, what are we drinking?
Dealer's choice, motherfucker. There has been a new trend at gas stations and convenience stores of these.
Oh.
Yeah, these grape wine things that are supposed to taste like liquor because you can't sell liquor outside of a liquor store in Oregon. So they make these grape wines that are artificially flavored to taste like liquor. So
are they listed as wine or as malt?
They are listed as grape wine with natural flavors and caramel color, depending on which one. So we have Flashpoint cinnamon flavored quote unquote whiskey. We have Strayusky, Russian style premium grape wine with natural flavors added.
Added? I mean, in that case, you'd be taking them away, wouldn't you?
that statement made no sense to me. We have traditional, and it says traditional blended, Hubble Creek instead of Knob Creek, I suppose. Special select, I suppose, whiskey flavored. And we have Veracruz Reserva Especial. I assume it's supposed to taste like tequila.
Speaking of especial, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Here in Portland, Oregon. As usual, I'm Just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And NPC will be sitting this one out this time, folks. But there's more than enough pain to go around. Poppy, choose your poison.
Oh, Lord have mercy on us all. Okay, so what were the two caramel colored flavored ones? What the fuck are those?
Flashpoint cinnamon and Hobble Creek traditional blended.
I'll try the cinnamon. I guess just a little wee skosh. It's early. We're recording on a Saturday afternoon.
No one needs to know what time it is.
For reasons. No one needs to know what time it is. It's plenty.
Good doctor. We'll start with that one as well.
I just smelled it and it gave me the shivers.
Okay, let's see. Again, this is kind of a new trend in things you can buy at a gas station.
Oh, that sounds foul.
Oh, it smells like...
paint thinner?
No, what's that cinnamon chewing gum?
Big Red?
It smells like Big Red.
Kind of does. I see it. Like Red Hots.
Yeah.
It smells like Big Red to me. That's what this smells like.
Yeah, it smells like Red Hot, like Valentine's Day Red Hot candies or whatever.
Yeah, and these are 42 proof, so 21% alcohol. I'm sure they're just probably coaxing on the legal limit of what you can actually go and serve without it being in a liquor store.
The fuck?
Well, I will say this.
Poppy, your thoughts?
It's hard to describe. It's kind of like, okay, hold on. It's like somebody made a cinnamon popsicle and it melted and then they added like a splash of booze to it. it has a very thin consistency for the taste. So it's coming across as like watered down, or I don't know. Does that make sense?
I would describe it as someone served me Fireball cut with Kool-Aid.
Okay. That's the sort of melted popsicle kind of.
I have not tried it yet. I'm going to go for, I'm diving in.
It's drinkable. It's not great.
Is it?
But
it does taste like, watered down Fireball, I think is a good description. It does taste like someone just added alcohol to Big Red.
Yeah.
Like the smell and the taste are one of the closest things I've had aligned in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Where when I smell it and I taste it, I go, that's exactly what I expected it to taste like.
Mm.
And it tastes, I'm almost getting like that chewing gum like in my back of my mouth right now. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Oh my God, what the fuck?
So my mother chewed Big Red gum almost exclusively for just like years and years and years and years and years. So anytime when I was a kid and I was like, I need a tissue or something, those tissues would always come out of her purse smelling vaguely like this, honestly. But just like that slightly like, Kleenex or tissue, facial tissue combined with Big Red gum in mom's purse, like that's the smell that I'm getting.
So I'm going to read the back right here. Crack the cap and heat things up with the taste of fresh ground cinnamon, cinnamon candies, and smooth whiskey. Let it burn.
So this would be really good in some mold cider.
Yeah, I can see
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off, Xander.
No, that's it.
Okay. Okay.
Bottled by the Mixed Drinks Company.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That sounds like the mob.
That sounds like crime.
That sounds like crime.
New Albany, Indiana.
Remember, nothing good comes out of Indiana.
Woof. This is not the worst thing I've had. It's not great.
I would totally spike some like hot mold cider with this stuff. Just as a little, give it a little kick. Sure. If you didn't want to go rum for some reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mold cider. This is fine.
Yeah.
You know.
This would be a nice toddy kind of something.
Not the worst.
No.
So we're talking about tonight, going off of interesting finds at a gas station and things that you shouldn't be asked for. We're going to be talking about drink orders and terrible drink orders and basic stuff you should know about when ordering a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is Poppy and I are going to take turns here asking our resident... still a professional bartender for some of the worst drink orders we've heard over the years or have come up with. And he, Xander will A, give us his honest reactions and B, tell us why we're scum.
And I will say ahead of time, they have not told me any of what they're about to hit me with. So these will all be authentic reactions to these lovely friends that
I got a softball here to warm us up.
Okay.
So it's a softball. Honest. Can I get a beer?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. You're not going to tell me what kind of beer it is it?
Yeah, I'd like a beer.
What kind of beer do you like?
Something light.
Motherfucker, here's your PBR. Get the fuck out of my face.
So what's wrong with that order, Xander?
God, the fucking spectrum of beers in the world are great. And I work at a place that I think has about 12 taps. It is mostly IPAs, but we do have, you know, fucking like Bud Light. We also have, the Sun River Cacao Cow chocolate milk stout, which is amazing, by the way. And... you know, we have wheat beers, like it's all over the fucking map. We also have, I think, 5 different types of canned and bottled beers as well that also range in flavors and styles and whatnot. So saying I would like a beer would be like going to a restaurant and saying I would like a meal, please. It doesn't make any fucking sense unless you can narrow it down to a kind. And again, name a few things you've had before that you like. That's all you have to do. You know, like, I don't know, something like, you know, kind of like a Heineken. Perfect. Perfect. I can narrow it in from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like, I don't know. I usually drink Guinness. Might not have Guinness, but I might have a stout or a porter on tap. Let's go with that. Fucking simple. Do not say I want a fucking beer. God. Okay, this is how this is going to go. All right, continue.
Over to you, Poppy.
Oh, God. I'd like an Irish coffee.
It's fine.
Can I get some cream and sugar with that too, please?
You want Bailey's or cream?
So you would ask that.
I would ask that.
Here's what happened to a young Poppy.
Oh,
she was very ignorant and did not know what an Irish coffee actually was.
Oh, okay.
So I go to my favorite Irish pub in my hometown, and I'm probably 21 or 22. And I thought an Irish coffee was coffee with Bailey's Irish cream. So I get this cup of hot coffee, a shitty cup of coffee with some kind of shitty whiskey in it. And I drink it and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
Mm-hmm.
And then so I get some cream and sugar to try to like
even it out
or something, which just made it worse. I mean, whiskey and milk together, bad idea. And I just remember, like, I think I asked the waitress, I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's an Irish coffee. And I was like, I thought an Irish coffee was coffee in like Bailey's. And she was like, no, an Irish coffee is coffee and whiskey. And yep. I was like, and it was fucking disgusting. And I just tried to power it down.
Mm.
And because she didn't ask me what kind of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't ask me any questions. I just said, I want an Irish coffee. And that was the end of the story.
Got it.
So it was a combination of mostly my ignorance
mm-hmm.
and a bartender not asking
mm-hmm.
questions. But I can't put this on her.
No, here's
this
the thing.
Purely my ignorance.
If you order an Irish coffee, traditionally what it's going to go and come with is just going to be some shot of Irish whiskey and coffee. You can speculate whether you want whipped cream on top or a little bit of Bailey's in there as well. And usually like a muddled sugar cube or two. And that's all that it is.
See, that might not have been as bad. This was just shitty coffee.
And shitty whiskey.
Shitty whiskey. And a very ignorant 20-year-old something. 21, 22-year-old poppy. Yeah.
Heard.
Ready for your next one, Xander?
Oh, boy.
Can I get a lemon drop, but I don't want it sweet?
I had that ordered once. Oh, my God. I had a lemon drop, and they said I would like lemon drop with no sugar. And I just went, so you want, like, citrus vodka and lemon juice shaken and put into a fucking coupe? Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
I mean, I made it.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally just shaken vodka and lemon juice.
Wow.
That was, I forgot about that until just right now when you said that. Yeah, that was one of the stranger bar orders I've ever had before. And again, dear listeners, we did not discuss this ahead of time, but that has been ordered for me before.
Honestly, almost every single bartender I've worked with who wasn't just a straight beer bar person has experienced that particular order, and it always makes our heads hurt. Got another one, Poppy?
Oh my gosh. Well, just last night.
Oh boy.
This is more about not things. This is just mistakes Poppy has made.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the Arlene Schnitzer concert hall to see my secret boyfriend, Alton Brown, and I'm going to the bar ahead of time. So I'm trying to see what they've got in their little tiny bar options, you know, and decided on all they had for whiskey was Crown Royal and Jack Daniels.
Yep.
Wait, what?
That's it.
They have a shitty Tennessee whiskey and a shitty Canadian whiskey, and that's it?
And that's it.
I will stand by those comments, by the way, listeners.
It gets better. So for some reason, I'm standing in line and I'm looking. They've got Sailor Jerry's rum also. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'll get a rum and Coke. And then for some reason, I forgot that I had made this decision and get up there and I order a Jack and Coke.
Oh.
And so, and I said, I want you can order doubles there, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It said, I want a double tall Jack and Coke. So she puts out the cup with the ice and starts pouring the Jack and says, is Pepsi okay?
Oh.
As she's already pouring the Jack Daniels. And I was like, you don't have Coke? She's like, no, just Pepsi. And I was like, hey, no Coke, only Pepsi. And then nobody laughed. And I said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I spent like $14 or something on a Jack Daniels and Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And then sucked that down over the next like hour and a half because I just I panicked. She'd already poured it before she said, don't have Coke, only have Pepsi. And I was like, what am I supposed to do now? Mm-hmm. Like to be like, fuck you. No, give me rum instead. Like pour that swill out.
Yep.
Like anyway,
Yeah, it's one of those things where if someone explicitly states a certain type of carbonated beverage that they would like mixed into their cocktail, mm-hmm. I would specify, you know, where I work, we have RC. We don't have Coke.
Yeah.
It's a music venue, kind of turn and burn kind of thing. Most people don't give a shit. But if I was at a fancier place and someone said, I would like a rum and Coke, I would say, I have Pepsi. Is that okay?
Yep.
Right. Very first question.
Just to clarify, because some people are very, very specific about this.
So. Yep. Well,
because Coke and Pepsi taste nothing alike.
They're similar.
One tastes like delicious cola and one tastes like 409 cleaning solution.
Again, I'm an RC guy, so.
Okay.
Jacob, what do you got for me?
I would like a martini. Don't chill the glass. And I want a full shot of vermouth. And I want it shaken.
Okay. Gin or vodka?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it fucking does.
I got this one. I got this order.
Wow.
Someone ordered that from you?
Yep.
Does it matter?
Oh my God. Okay, so when I was a manager, when I worked at Punchbowl Social, when I was training new servers on how to do their job when it came to ordering drinks, we had a joke with one of the servers, and it was, if someone orders a martini, what's the first question that you ask them? And the first question is always, you know, gin or vodka. And our joke was, if they say vodka, you roll up a newspaper, you hit them on the nose, and you tell them no. Because martinis should be gin, motherfucker. And if they order it dry, again, you do the same thing. Roll up the same paper, hit them on the nose, and you tell them no. Martinis need vermouth. Otherwise, it's a fucking chilled shot, you goddamn fucking heathens. Okay.
So, we've covered the traumatizing a professional bartender with bad drink orders. So, when someone steps up to the rail and orders from a bartender, Xander, what should they have in mind?
You need, especially on a busy night, you need to be specific. You need to be clear. The first time I see a or an or a I'm going to the next person, and you're now 10 orders back because you didn't know what the fuck you wanted because you're on your fucking phone the whole time. Mm-hmm. When you come up to the rails, also have a backup plan, at least two backup plans. Mm-hmm. If you're like, hey, I would like a shot of Patron, and I go, I have Hornitos, I have Casadores, I have Reposado, I got Blanco. And you go, like, no. Like, oh, okay. But Toronto Posado, you don't have it. Like the Hornitos instead. Perfect. Done. Boom. There's your shot. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Give specifics, too, when it comes to how you would like your drink prepared. I was working a almost sold-out show the other night at the Star Theater. And this one orders a margarita, which first off, like, I'm 50 deep and you're ordering a somewhat complicated cocktail, which is kind of a faux pas. I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I make it for her anyways. Salt on the rim. I have to keep asking her questions like, do you want salt on the rim? Oh, yeah. Perfect. Salt the rim. I start to make her cocktail. Oh, I'd actually like that tall instead of short. Girl.
Girl.
Like, tell everything that you want from the bartender up front. Don't keep giving him different instructions as he's making your fucking drink on a busy night. Mm-hmm. I will not like you. You know, I think a vodka soda, perfect make vodka. I like the tall instead. Okay, now it's tall. Oh, and a splash of crayon. Like, just vodka soda, splash of crayon, tall. Please and thank you. Done. Easy. Easy peasy. That's all you have to do. It's not that complicated. And don't converse with me on a busy night.
Yep.
If it's a slow night, absolutely, I'll be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. If it's a busy night, don't start off with, hey, how you doing? How's your night going? I could have made three drinks in this time.
It's fucking busy. What do you want to drink?
You know, and it's a thing that happened. Like, and I get it. Portland's this nice, sweet, passive-aggressive town that wants to go and just be chatty and cool with everybody on a busy show night. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had, and also have your currency ready.
Mm-hmm.
The other night I was working a burlesque show, a David Lynch themed burlesque show. It was great. It was a mixture of very creepy and oddly seductive. Anyways, this guy actually orders pretty okay. Like orders his two shots and three beers for his friends or whatever. But then he's like fumbling in all of his pockets to pay me. And as he's doing this, the chick next to him goes, I would like three shots of Old Crow, two PBRs, vodka soda, tall, no straw, no fruit. And she goes, while he's fumbling for his money, I would like this drink order. And I went, I fucking love you. And so I pump out her drink order before he even finds his fucking money.
Wow.
You know, she's got like credit card in hand. She's like, boom, good to go. Like tab, no, perfect, done. I finish her out before he even gives me the money for the drink before.
Wow.
And I fist bump her and I go, thanks for knowing how to order at a bar.
Was this guy Mr. Bean or something? Or like, what's this guy?
Yeah, it kind of was. And she goes, sweet baby, I've been a bartender for 10 years.
Ooh.
And she tipped me like 40%.
Nice. Excellent.
Just to prove it.
Fucking A.
So again, have your money ready. Also, if I ask you open or close, don't look at me like you don't know what the fuck I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
The tab.
Do you want to keep your tab open or do you want to close it out? And if you say, nope, just close it out, don't come to my bar three more times during the night.
Mm-hmm.
That is very upsetting and very dumb. It's very dumb.
Yep.
You know, because one, in most businesses, you are costing them money every time you run a card.
Right.
Mm.
So you're kind of being a dick in that regard. Also, it's way easier for me to go and keep your tab going than it is to close you at every time because you have to wait for the credit card machine to connect to the internet to go and get your tab to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sit there like an idiot, like waiting for the shit to happen, and then I have to go and collect your shit from the bar to process it. Label it. Just bring cash. Bring cash, wear a mask. Bring cash, wear a mask. It's like if you have cash, it's so much faster. It's so much easier. Anyways, that's part of my rant there.
So this has been a wonderful episode of how not to order drinks and things to keep in mind when ordering drinks.
Someone ordered a virgin greyhound from me once.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Just grapefruit juice?
Yeah, it fucking is.
Yep. Huh.
They thought it was funny. I think they thought they were being clever.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You are not clever. Oh, okay. Sorry. I got a few more for you. Don't go to your bartender and say, well, what do you like?
Yeah.
That's why you keep Malort behind the counter.
That's why I'm going to keep Malort behind the counter. And I am going to illegally serve this.
Joke. That's a joke.
That's a joke. I am definitely not going to illegally serve this at the Star Theater. Anytime someone asks me, what do you like? Oh, I'm going to. So anyways, not if the, if the OLCC is looking to sponsor a podcast, like, what does that question even mean? What do you like? Like, what do you expect out of your bartender when you ask them that question?
Well, depending on how they're looking at you while they ask that question, in my experience, a date. But, you know.
Wait, really? Have I been fucking this up the whole time?
I mean, oftentimes I get that from just people who just don't know what they want. But more than once, I've had a attractive lady or gentleman come up and ask that specifically because they're angling for a conversation and possibly a romantic interlude.
I feel like I've missed out on so many potential opportunities here.
Don't flirt with people when they're on the clock.
Yep. It's it's happened to me. It's not one that I care for on a busy night.
Yeah.
On a busy night, no.
Mm-hmm.
On a not busy night,
yep.
Ladies, how you doing?
What do you like? Bitches who know how to order a drink fast.
That is what turns me on. Yeah, bitches, you know, I'd order a drink fast and a 30% tip. Mwah, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You talk
go.
Later.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave a dollar bill with your number on. It's all okay.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol. Get going. Drink up, drink up, drink up. Then order again.
So, to close this out, or do you have one more thing?
Oh, I have a few more things.
Well, we're running tight. Long. Well, we'll revisit this because let me tell you, I have only touched the surface of bad drink orders.
The last thing I will say is when someone says, just give me what you like, by default now, I'm just making Negronis.
Excellent. Nice. That, you know,
like just straight up, here's your Negroni.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, quick, just make them fast. A corn and oil. Yeah.
Good luck and Godspeed.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Well, this has been both an exploration of bad drink orders and tips from a bartender on how to order. As usual, this is Biker's Dice and Bars here in Portland, Oregon. I'm just Jacob.
I am not a disgruntled bartender. Dr. Sander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And always, I am reminding you all to keep a shiny side up.
Always tip your bartenders, your servers, your wait staff in general.
Keep those criticals rolling.
And please, always drink responsibly.
And order responsibly, you dumb fuck. Oh, no, sorry. I love you all. Please come see me.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. The Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
So I posted the Malort Spritzer can on Facebook. The adjunct at the American Legion Hall is, what in God's green earth is that? Bunch of question marks, bunch of exclamation marks. I can read the can, but Spritz, God help us. Followed immediately by, how can I get one?
You know, it reminds me in a strange way of this very short-lived and sadly short-lived comedy television show called Gallivant.
Oh, yeah.
It was the second or third episode where the big romantic love song between the two main characters was called Maybe You're Not the Worst Thing Ever.
Yep.
Like, that's the romance song.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe You're Not the Worst Thing Ever.
Followed by Brandon just going, what? By my friend Drew, there clearly is no God. Helen, what and where? Cannon Rigger, we found the chemical weapons, sir.
Again,
Jessica, it's
the whole
why, LOL.
Yeah.
Mook, death in a can. Dave Bertello, I'll take a case. Oh, these reactions are fucking... I might have to read these.